Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
All right. Antonio Brown is a Bill, unless he isn't. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, which Aaron will be monitoring. Just click on the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show as well at 713-780-3776. And you can watch us on live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks. And it's a Friday. No nonsense. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Mostly stuff. Yeah.
Mostly stuff?
Yeah. It's okay. A little bit of a struggle for me today. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, come on.
Woke up a little sick this morning with...
Suck it up. It's Friday.
I know. And
don't bring us down.
I don't know if it's allergies or if I'm actually getting a cold, but it's kind of been like the last few days, it's sort of been there. And then when I got up this morning, it was like, oh, holy bleep. So... drank a bunch of NyQuil, a couple shots of whiskey, a bunch of Halls, some Aleve. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
I am going to make it for 3 hours. So let's kick some ass.
Let's do it. Yeah, the big news yesterday was, well, I guess last night.
News that wasn't news.
News that wasn't news. Everyone say, oh, was it Ian Rappaport who first reported?
It was. My favorite part about that is... how Schefter was going on about, oh, this isn't right. The same Schefter who we're still waiting for the bigger name than Robert Kraft. If you're going to start dogging people for being wrong.
Well, that's true. To be fair, that's like a criminal investigation. So there's nobody who's, you know, you can't work on their timeline. But yeah, that's a, it's not a good look when you say that he's getting traded someplace. Buffalo wanted him.
He didn't want Buffalo.
He didn't want Buffalo, which is no surprise. And like I said, as soon as I heard this news, I said, Buffalo can't wait to get the compensation picks for when Antonio Brown walks away.
Yeah.
But apparently he just said, basically, I'm not playing there in Buffalo. It's not going to happen. But Adam Schefter says that one source involved in the talk says the Steelers and Bills talked briefly, but it was dead on Wednesday. So everyone said Friday was the day.
Yeah, I am going to disagree with Schefter about it being dead on Wednesday because I do think from everything else I've heard, last night they actually had agreed to it, and then he just said no. So Shefty needs to kind of focus on his own stuff right now.
NFL.
As opposed to trying to tear down other guys. You know, that was a pretty bad miss he had. So
NFL tweets, the Buffalo Bills are closing on a deal to acquire Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown via rap sheet. Antonio Brown replies, fake news. Yeah.
Who's going to want this guy at this point?
I don't know. He's a pain in the ass.
He's a great player, but he is such a pain in the ass. And it's like, oh, I want to only go here, and I only want to be there under these circumstances. If I'm a GM,
I'm not looking to deal with him.
No, I don't want that. And, dude, he's 31 years old.
Especially if I'm a team like Buffalo, who, let's face it, Buffalo's not close.
No. You know,
like, the last thing I would want if I had a young, promising quarterback. I mean, would I love to have a player that's got the skill set of Antonio Brown? Sure. But Antonio Brown, I mean, he just seems like he's turning into a giant pain in the ass.
He's a mess is what he is.
I don't think I would want to deal with it. Yeah. I don't think I'd want to expose Allen to that. I just think
and usually you're the guy who says, hey, I'll take the talent.
Well, that brings me to if I'm the Patriots or I'm a team that's close to winning.
Boy, but I don't think there's many teams that could deal with that guy. Patriots are one of them, but obviously the Steelers don't want him going there.
What about the Chargers?
I could see he and Rivers getting into it just like him and Roethlisberger. If I'm the Chargers, I've got good receivers. I don't want him. If I'm the Chargers, I don't want him. If I'm the Falcons, I don't want him. I got good receivers. I think the only teams that could probably deal with this guy.
What about the Saints?
That's the other one I was going to mention. I think Patriots or Saints. I think they could make it work. Otherwise, I don't think there's a team in the league that he would make better.
And not tear down.
Right. Because he's in a pretty good spot where he is. Ooh.
Let me throw one at you. Team that's got a lot of draft picks, a lot of cap space. The Indianapolis Colts.
I don't think they want to deal with that. I mean, they've been pretty clear about how they want to build their team. They don't want guys like that. They want a good locker room. And no, I can't see them doing it.
Yeah, I guess you're running out of teams who. Let me throw one more. What about the Seattle Seahawks?
Maybe they could deal with it. Yeah, Pete Carroll's been shipping guys out of there now.
I'd be careful.
The Richard Shermans of the world and the Earl Thomases. So I don't know.
If you've got a young quarterback, I would avoid it. I would just say I'm good. Like because the Bears came to mind too as a team that could use a guy like that.
Yeah.
But and then I'm like, do I really want to throw Trubisky in that muck with him?
No.
Probably not. It's not worth the long term of your. I mean, what about Green Bay? Green Bay's not really close, but they could probably deal with it.
Although
they've got a lot of internal problems, well, too, I mean, guess.
And Aaron Rodgers has kind of turned into a little bitch. Do you really want to put those two together?
You're talking about the double bitch?
Yeah.
They could be. They could do a discount double bitch together?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know if it works or not.
A lot of people ask about the Cowboys. No.
He
would ruin Dak Prescott, who's maybe ruined already.
The Cowboys are thrilled with what they got in Amari Cooper. I think they're planning on re-signing Amari Cooper long-term. They invested in him. They gave up a first-round pick. Everyone laughed at them, and then they look like geniuses now. So I think they're happy with what they got. I don't think they're looking for that.
I think the only place that he could wind up, and it's only because it's already so dysfunctional that it wouldn't matter, is the Raiders.
That's true.
And I mean,
poor Derek Carr. He doesn't want that. He don't want that heat.
No, but it seems like they're trying to get rid of Derek Carr anyway.
That's true.
And let's say Brown goes out there, he doesn't get along with Carr, and next season they just say, okay, we're moving on from Derek Carr. It's what we wanted anyway because it's John Gruden's team. A lot of people mentioning the Panthers. Maybe.
I guess, yeah, that's maybe.
That might work. So, yeah.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
You can't trade him in the division.
Yeah, probably not. Even to the Browns.
Yeah. The Browns who went out and got themselves.
The Browns have Jarvis Landry. They've got Antonio Callaway, who I think is a really good talent. Just hasn't. He's just kind of a knucklehead. I don't know if you want that guy looking up to Antonio Brown.
Yeah. From what I hear, they may be in. If Beckham gets traded, they may be in that.
Okay.
So. Houston media critic sent me a story that says Houston high on the list of cities with worst allergies this week.
Dude, I saw the pollen count in Houston is like five times anywhere else in the country.
That's what I said. It ranked number one for pollen count. So maybe
my truck every morning is just covered in this green dust, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from because, like I said, it's just kind of been there the last few days, and I've kind of fought it off. And you know, you probably notice I've had a couple of coughing fits the last few days, nothing major. And like I said, I got up this morning and I'm like, oh my God, I may not be able to do it today. And then I'm like, you know what? No, I can do this. And you know why? Because it's 3 hours.
That's right.
I can make this work. And I don't know if I want Aaron to have to do a 3-hour show with you by himself yet.
I don't know if we're there.
Yeah. He'll get there. And there will come a day when Aaron, Lord Voldemort, can carry a show. But it is not this day.
Today is not that day.
No, we're not there yet. So, everybody keeps talking about John Childs was the other big name. He's not a bigger name than Robert Kraft. Shut up. Every one of you, stop with that. I never heard of the guy until Shefty came out and said, he was. Get out of here with that. That's just dumb. Stop it. I don't owe anybody an apology. Suck it, 832. Yeah, I ain't putting up with your BS today, guys. I'm not in the mood for it. You know, I fought through this to be here. I'm not going to sit here and take crap from anonymous texters.
You don't need it.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to. It's just not going to happen. So, Simple Jack, stop texting the show. 713-780-3776. Are we supposed to be going to break here? It's like 412. Thank you.
There it is.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips to the fiend. Now dance, good dance, man, he never had a chance.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Jay Salazar says, man, somebody has their grumpy pants on today. Well, I'm sorry that I feel like, you know what? Okay? And I'm just not in the mood for idiots today, all right? Just try not to be stupid. That's all I'm asking. Is that fair? I mean, you know, just don't want to deal with stupidity today. I just want to have some fun and try to get through the show.
Seems reasonable enough.
Yeah.
Damn, man. So, let him live.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you'd be in a great mood if you felt like garbage. I bet you'd be real pleasant. So, what do you want to go here? Did you see Jim Ross is leaving the WWE? I know we don't do a lot of wrestling.
I'll be honest. I had no idea that he still worked for the WWE.
I know that guy's had a lot of issues, like his eye doesn't work and all kinds of other stuff. 67 years old. That's probably time to call it quits, I would think.
Yeah.
I hope to God I'm not still trying to do this at 67.
You probably will be.
No, I will not. I will be off on an island somewhere is my plan. But...
did you see this thing on a projection of where the top free agents will sign?
I did not see.
The top offensive free agents.
I did not see that.
Aaron put it in our prep sheet today.
Ah. And, well, then I probably did see it. I just, you know.
Yeah. I'm old-fashioned, so I still, like, do all my own prep search.
Yeah.
But then what that list he sends us, it always has a gym or two in there that I'm like, oh, hey, that's useful.
Yeah, I always try to do.
So shout out Aaron. Good job.
Yeah, he does do a good job, and he's done this for a while. I try to always I do my own notes, and then when I get his, I go in and see if I missed anything and then plug some stuff in. So usually I've missed a few things because he's pretty good. So what did they say about these guys?
All right. So the top offensive free agents, the best predictions on where they could end up. I think it's got offense and defense. You just have to click over, but we'll start with offense.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell, obviously he's a big one. Potential suitors. Jets, Eagles, Bucks, Colts, Ravens, Texans.
That feels like a Jets move to me.
Their prediction,
maybe an Eagles move. I can't really see. For all indications, the Colts aren't interested in guys like this.
From their prediction, Buccaneers 5 years, $75 million.
Interesting.
It says that he wants more than Todd Gurley got guaranteed, which was 45 million.
You know,
so
what,
he's looking for greater than that. And Tampa's got some dough, and Bruce Arians, they say he's a good fit for, he could be Tampa's David Johnson.
If you're Tampa, you need to make a splash.
Kind of.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I think that would make sense.
Nicholas Foles, Jaguars, Redskins, Dolphins.
Yeah, Jags. It's a
no surprise. Yeah. Jags, 3 years, $58 million.
Well, they're already jettisoning some guys to make room for him, and I'm sure Blake Bortles will be next. So,
how about Golden Tate? Potential suitors, Patriots, Eagles, Jets, Colts, Packers.
He feels like a Patriot to me.
How about the Colts? 3 years, $36 million.
I don't like that signing for the Colts, if the Colts did that.
I mean, he's a solid slot guy, and then you've got T.Y. Hilton to stretch the field.
Yeah, I mean, T.Y. Hilton, who's now, 31, 32 years old.
He's had a great year last season. He's still balling.
He did, but he's also a speed guy at that age where I think they've got enough draft picks where, you know, maybe they focus on the draft. I think there's better guys, potential guys in Golden Tate in the draft.
Here's one you'll be interested in. Trent Brown. Suitors, Patriots, Texans, Cardinals, Bengals.
Feels like a Bengals overpay to me.
He predicts Texans, 4 years, $42 million, $20 million guaranteed.
Seems about right. That's what you're going to have to pay for him.
That's
actually a pretty decent deal.
I think if you're a Texan fan, you're happy if that happens.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're overpaying a little, but that's...
If you're overpaying and you get a left tackle for the next 4 years...
Mm-hmm. And let's say you draft one and he winds up being really good and he becomes your right tackle, are you unhappy with that?
If he gets too fat to be your left tackle, you mean?
No, I mean, if you draft... let's say the Texans get a guy in the first round that turns out to be good enough to start as a rookie, move him to the right side, you're happy.
Yeah. Tevin Coleman. Jets, Bills, Eagles. Only 25 years old, Tevin Coleman.
I think Tevin Coleman is going to be a good free agent pickup for somebody who doesn't want to spend Le'Veon Bell money. I think better value, not a better player.
I agree.
Better value for what you're going to pay for him. I like Eagle on that one.
They like Jets. 4 years, $26 million, which that is a nice little bargain.
Yeah.
$13 million guaranteed. So about... less than or almost a quarter of what they're talking about giving Le'Veon Bell. So,
right.
I'd much rather have Tevin Coleman for that money. How about Jared Cook, tight end? The potential suitors, Patriots, Texans, Lions.
I feel like he's a perfect Patriot to be the second tight end with Gronk.
They like Lions, 3 years, $20 million. Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen with Gronk. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean,
it sounds like he's going to play another year.
Yeah,
but even if he does, the Patriots love having that second guy. That would be a good fit.
Let me see. I'll just burn through some of these. I don't think we need to spend a bunch of time on all of them.
No, I'm kind of interested in this.
John Brown, Raiders, Bills, Eagles, Pats.
Bills.
They say Eagles, 2 years, $14 million.
Okay,
which that ain't bad money. I mean, that's
$7 million a year for him is too much. If you ask me,
you think so?
Yeah, I think he's a good player. He's not a I think that's a guy, if you get him for 5-4, somewhere in there, he's not a one. I'm not even sure he's just a solid player. That's too much money.
He was pretty good until they decided to go with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore last year.
But he was also in a bigger role than I think you want him in.
Yeah.
So.
How about Ted Bridgewater, Dolphins, Redskins, Saints?
I think he goes back to the Saints.
1 year, $8 million, Dolphins.
I don't see the Dolphins doing that. I mean, their whole plan is to basically go out and suck.
I mean, paying a quarterback $8 million on a one-year deal, I mean, you can still suck.
But I think I still think the Saints will bring him back and that's a better fit for him.
How about Mark Ingram? Panthers, Saints, Eagles, potential suitors.
Ooh, I'll go Panthers.
They say Saints, bring him back. 2 years, $10 million, $6 million guaranteed. Okay. I think that's interesting. I mean, him being almost 30, I think if he gets if I'm him, I'm taking the most guaranteed money offer that gets thrown my way.
Yeah.
Tyrell Williams, Raiders, Cardinals, Titans, Colts.
He'd be a good Colt.
They like him for the Raiders. 3 years, $36 million. He had a really nice season last year. 653 yards, 5 touchdowns with the Chargers.
It's another guy that with an expanded role, I think, could.
Maybe so.
Yeah, he could put up better numbers than that.
Adam Humphreys, Patriots, Broncos, Bills, Titans.
Feeling Broncos on that.
They're feeling Patriots. 4 years, $40 million. Matt Paradise, 4 years, 42 million with the Panthers.
See, I'd like to see him in Houston.
They have Broncos, Rams, Panthers listed. I don't know if the Texans are looking for a center.
You know what? Maybe they should be.
Maybe.
Because maybe Nick Martin's not that good.
But he's the best center available. So
I'd like to see them sign him and then you put Martin into the guard mix.
And Devin Funchess, Bills, Titans, Jags, Niners.
He feels like a Bill to me.
That's what they say. 2 years, $11 million with the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Especially since they missed out on Antonio Brown. So.
And they talk about him being a good fit there because Funchess had some success with Cam Newton. And Josh Allen and Cam Newton have a lot in common from a game standpoint. I mean, obviously, I think Cam Newton's probably a little better. But
yeah,
you saw some similarities in those two guys last year. So there you go. That's your offensive leaders. Maybe, I don't know if you're interested. We can do defense on the other side.
Yeah, let's do defense. I'm kind of enjoying this. We didn't talk about it yet, but LSU's coach suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, Will Wade by LSU, mind you. By it's not like the NCAA said anything. This is LSU just getting out in front of it. I hate it for LSU because I like that team so much. I really love what they've got going there, but. It's going to be tough for them to do much damage without him, I think.
Well, my thought is they'll probably keep him suspended through the end of the conference tournament.
And then bring him back.
Bring him back for the NCAA tournament and deal with it after that.
Maybe so.
In that case, because they're not stupid. They want to win.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you don't have it yet. If you're LSU basketball, you don't have that many chances like you've got this year.
Yeah. We're going to reinstate him while the investigation is pending during the NCAA tournament. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's having a good one. Come see me tomorrow night at Sam Houston Race Park. Hopefully I won't cough up a lung on you while I'm there. But we'll win some money tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. If you didn't win tickets, you can still come hang out with us. All right. You want to do the defensive guys? I'm kind of enjoying.
Yeah, we can bang through a couple of these.
I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm not going to lie.
Let's start with
Football talk is always good.
Yeah, I love talking football. You give me that, and I'm usually a happy guy. How about Earl Thomas, 29 years old, potential suitors, 49ers, Cowboys, Chiefs?
I'm going to go 49ers.
4 years, $53 million to the 49ers.
Interesting.
Richard Sherman talks him into it, I guess. How about Trey Flowers, 25-year-old, edge rusher? Colts, Patriots, Dolphins.
Feeling Colts on this one.
You're better at this. 6 years, 105. How about Landon Collins, Colts, Redskins, Chiefs?
I'm going to go Chiefs on him. I think the Chiefs are going to spend some money because Eric Berry is not,
How about Colts again? 5 years, $60 million. Boy, you give them Trey Flowers and Landon Collins, suddenly.
Yeah.
That defense that was so garbage for so long
is pretty good.
Just started to get pretty
good.
Well,
and you know what? That defense got better as the year went on last year. They were pretty good as it was.
They've done a really good job drafting.
Yeah.
Let's do CJ Mosley. Ravens, Bengals, Raiders.
I'll go Bengal.
They go with Ravens. I'm surprised they let him hit free agency.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going back there.
It seems like that's the right fit for him, but yeah. We shall see with him.
They want to get him cheaper. Somebody's going to pay him more than what the Ravens want to, though, would be my thought.
How about Anthony Barr, Lions, Packers, Colts, Niners?
You know, it would be smart to get him would be the Packers. But I think he'll probably wind up a Lion.
Lions, 4 years, $54 mil is a good one. Ndamukong Suh, only two suitors listed.
Okay.
Chargers, Rams.
Boy, that would be a good move for the Chargers. I think I'll go Chargers.
2 years, $24 million, fully guaranteed.
Yeah, that would get
LA Chargers.
That would get it done.
Yeah. Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle, Browns, Giants, Bills.
Boy, the Bills really need somebody to replace Williams. I think the Browns might make that move. I'll go Brown.
Browns, 3 years, $36 mil. Okay, here's another one that will hit close to home for you, Fred.
Okay.
Tyrann Mathieu.
I bet
they call him the Badger. Buccaneers, Texans, Browns.
From what I understand, the Ravens are going hard after him. So
you're going to go off the board?
I'll go off the board and take Raven, although I think the Texans are going to try to re-sign him.
They say Buccaneers, 3 years, $28 million, $17 million guaranteed.
Okay.
Would you be willing to pay that if you're the Texans?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Preston Smith, Raiders, Colts, Jets.
Raiders.
Raiders, 5 years, $72.5 million. It's funny that the Raiders would get a high-priced free agent pass rusher when...
Yeah, when they had maybe the best one. Yeah.
Dummies. How about Dante Fowler? Jets, Colts, Rams listed.
Wouldn't be surprised if he winds up back with the Rams on a, you know, not a big deal because they don't have much cap room.
No.
But I'll go Rams.
Jets, 6 years, $84 million, $52 million guaranteed.
Wow.
That's good money for him.
That's way too much for him.
KJ Wright, 49ers, Bengals.
I'll go 49ers.
It always feels like the 49ers get Seahawks. Like when mm-hmm. the Seahawks are done with them, the Niners scoop them up.
Yeah, which makes sense.
3 years, $31.5 million for the Niners.
Okay.
Ziggy Ansah, Dolphins, Panthers, Jets.
He kind of feels like a Panther to me. I can't see the Dolphins spending money on a guy like that when they're not really trying to win. Yeah, that's what I'll go with.
Dolphins, 1 year, $11 million.
Never happens.
Fully guaranteed.
They're completely wrong on that one.
Za'Darius Smith, Titans, Ravens.
Titans.
5 years, $45 million, $25 million guaranteed.
Okay.
How about Ronald Darby? Texans, Lions, Chiefs. He might be the best.
He might.
Quarterback available.
I think the Texans are either going to get him or Desir. Maybe both. I'll go Texans.
I think they think the Texans, 1 year, $14 million, fully guaranteed, and I think that's probably about right, given that that guy tore his ACL at the end of the season, or I guess maybe the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to have a prove-it season. One-year deal, that seems good to me. So that's your defensive guys.
I'll take it. They don't have Desir listed?
They don't.
Yeah, I think that's another guy the Texans will be interested in. So, plus it takes a guy away from the Colts.
So there's some football talk, bro.
Yeah, that was nice.
Look at that.
That was nice. That was well done, sir.
Hey, good news.
Yes?
No overtime in the Bradley, Missouri State game.
So you hit your under.
I hit the under is safe.
Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
I know you were sweating that when it got down to two.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's like the worst thing ever is to
Bradley's missing free throws and then is like a three-quarter. I mean, there was 1 second left, so Missouri State just heaved it. And I was like, oh, it was online. I was like, oh, no. And it hit the top of the backboard. I was like, thank God. That would be my luck.
That would be a moose.
The way it's been running. So,
I have a really disgusting story that I wanted to share.
Is it about you naked?
No, it's not that disgusting. Nothing's that disgusting.
Something less gross?
It's pretty gross.
Okay.
It's a Harvard runner was doing the 3,000 meters in the Ivy League Heptagonal Indoor Track and Field Championships, whatever the hell that means. Okay,
you know exactly what that means.
I don't know what it means. I'm just saying.
It's the heptagonal.
I know he was going 3,000 meters, which is a long-ass way, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he lost his left shoe about 500 meters into the race.
Is it that long of a way?
3,000 meters?
Isn't that a 3K?
I don't know meters. I think that's a pretty long race. I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody can tell me how long that is. He lost his left shoe about 500 meters into the race and kept running. And
3,000 meters is less than 2 miles.
Oh, okay. That's not very far.
Yeah, it's a short run.
Yeah, that's not bad.
1.86 miles.
Well, he did about 1.8 of it with no shoe. And apparently they had redone the surface. He basically said he felt like he was running with a pebble in his shoe, right? With the shoe that he didn't have.
Yeah.
That was actually a large flap of skin that had worn off the bottom of his foot.
Oh.
And he ran the whole race with it.
Did he win?
He did.
Well, worth it.
Yeah.
That's dedication, Holm. If he'd lost, I would have been like, oh, that was a dumb thing to do.
He said about two-thirds of the way, it started to get painful. I think I was passed by a couple people at one point, and I was like, oh, wow, this isn't going to be easy anymore. Said I didn't fall too far behind, only a couple steps, but mentally it was really like I had to settle in and hang on.
Oh, man.
8 minutes, 12 seconds, .72. And
that's pretty good time, too.
Yeah, he won the race. And, of course, trailing blood everywhere. Says I was super surprised, definitely not expecting that much attention from it. Even now, some people are asking about my foot randomly. I'm like, dude, if you go around with no shoe and you got half your foot falling off and you win the race, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we would be talking about the Harvard hexagonal.
Yeah.
Or Ivy League heptagonal or whatever the hell it is. So good on you, Kieran Tuntavate.
We will be talking about Harvard tonight.
A little basketball?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to.
You don't want to spoil anything?
I don't want to spoil anything, but we'll be talking about it.
All right. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there today, as there is every day. All right. I'm going to say 85% chance I can make it to the end here.
You got this, man.
I feel it.
You got it.
NASCAR Johnny said, damn, that runner had Johnny Manziel's wife kind of time. There is an update on the Bree T.S.E. Manziel half marathon story, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
There was a witness that basically, if you recall, her time wound up being ridiculously fast for the end of it because, and the speculation was that they had not done a loop that was like 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
There were witnesses that said they didn't do the loop. A young lady said, I was one of the 2 hour pacers on the course. As such, I was able to see who was ahead of me on the turnarounds of the course. These two ladies were dressed to impress and hard to miss in their flaming pink outfits. My co-pacer and I saw them turn in front of us when we were at the 12-mile mark. At that point, they should have gone around for the second loop, but they didn't. They turned left and ran the last 2 miles instead. So she basically skipped 5 miles of the race, and that's why she came in at 1:58.
Well, hey,
not wise, guys.
Said if they had run close to 2 hours, they would have been right alongside of my co-pacer and me for the entire run. Afterwards, I saw them taking selfies and photos at the winery, and they were definitely looking too good to have just run 13.1 miles.
Yeah.
But she ran 8 miles. I mean, that's still something, right?
Yeah. It's just not full half marathon.
Yeah. So, and she was the one tweeting out her time and all that stuff. If she'd run the damn thing in 2.5 hours, that's still pretty good. I mean, not great. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
So, there's your update on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I guess we'll have some free agent news on Monday, right? Because that's when the tampering starts, the legal tampering window, which basically means everybody gets their deals done. I'm interested to see what the Texans do. I think they've got some guys they need to keep, but I also think if they're not out trying to get a tackle and a corner or two, then I'll be honest. If they go into next season with Julian Davenport or Julion Davenport or whatever the hell his damn name is, and Shontrell Henderson is your tackles, I'm totally out on this team.
I think you should be.
I want that noted for the record, sir, that I'm just going to sit here and rip them every chance I get.
I still
year.
Can't imagine that they do that. I don't know. I mean, I would be shocked if that's really what happens.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Simpsons had to cancel their Michael Jackson episode?
No.
Well, they pulled one. It's from 1991.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But they pulled it from all their platforms.
That's okay. I have the DVD.
I'm sure most people do. But because of the whole Leaving Neverland thing, which I haven't seen yet.
Damn.
Have you seen that?
No.
My daughter wants to watch it, so she'll probably come over and watch it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
But, yeah, I apparently it's really bad. Well, I don't know why any of us would be surprised. I mean,
shocker.
We've all known that he was kiddling.
Yeah. There's no news with that story.
Yeah, and he's dead. What difference does it make now?
Yeah.
So, hey, here's another one for you. Guess who's getting rid of daylight savings time? Florida. Maybe it'll make them less crazy.
I've heard that there's been people talking about trying to get Texas to get rid of it.
I'm okay with that. I don't know what the point is, frankly.
I think a bill is on the House floor for this session. They're trying to figure it out.
I feel like that should be like a national thing. Like everyone should just have to get rid of it if we're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, except the problem is like some places, like Mountain Time, there are some places that don't need to switch. And because we're not all in the same time zones, I don't think you can just nationally say that. I think it has to be a state's thing. So I'd like to be rid of it. So it says 2 hours for 8 miles would be 3+ hours for 13. I don't know. I haven't done all of
that. It doesn't matter. She wasn't that fast.
No. No. Now, if we're talking 3 hours, I might be able to beat her. In which case, you know, if she's going to do the whole thing,
yeah,
I'm not going to look as good as her.
I mean, maybe if you wear the same costume.
I just don't think that would look good on me. The pink tights. I have bigger breasts than her. Well, so there's that.
You know who likes that? Johnny.
Yeah. I he's too short for me. Too short and too ineffective at his position.
Oh, he'd switch positions for you.
No, not going to happen. You can't win
Come
in Canada.
Come on, let him switch positions for you.
You can't win in Canada. You can't play for me. So.
He wants you under center.
Not happening. Not happening. He's going to get sacked. That's it.
Yeah, he wants you to go with a dive.
Nope.
Dive play.
Nope. Never.
For daylight saving time, there is a bill that was introduced by Senator Paul Betancourt that if it passes, then all Texas residents will get to vote on November 5th, 2019 elections, if we want to keep it or not. And it would go in effect in 2020.
Okay. Who would vote to not do that? Like, who would be like, oh, we've got to keep daylight savings?
Flat earthers.
Maybe.
They're the ones that made this happen, right?
Or people who don't like the idea of you know.
How about I don't want to bleep with my clock?
Just have it across the board, though. That's what I want. Yeah. I want it across the board to be the same.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know who would vote against that. Is there a group out there? Maybe somebody can text the show and let me know. Is there a group out there that is pro daylight savings time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just like they're pro flat earth, pro ancient aliens. That's the only bad thing about being sick and sleeping all day is I didn't get to watch Ancient Aliens today. It's like Friday, they have it on all day.
Yeah.
Didn't get my Ancient Aliens fix.
That's all right.
Very disappointed.
You'll be okay.
Oh, well. probably a good thing. So, 713-780-ESPN said, we'll be ahead an hour or back. Which do we vote? I don't know.
Yeah, where are we going to leave it?
Yeah, do we go back? Do we spring forward or do we fall back?
Because if we lose an hour and then we say, no more daylight savings time, now we've got to go forever and that hour, we're never going to get it back?
Or do we fall forward? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. Aaron, you're going to have to tell us what's in the bill.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read all of this legal jargon. Great. Why don't we just split the difference and go half hour?
No.
We'll just be a half hour ahead or behind the rest of the country.
There's a place in Newfoundland that's actually on a half hour for their time zone. Because when I first met the current future ex-wife,
oh, great.
She was there for business, and it was like 6 o'clock here and it was like 8:30 there. It was really weird. But that actually exists. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 251 says, daylight savings time is great. Daylight wasting time is the worst. I like to be able to get in a round of golf after work. Who wants more sunlight?
I mean, don't you get more sunlight part of the year and less part of the year, even with the time?
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist, okay?
I'm
not a doctor.
We're locked up in a building when the sun goes up
or sets
either way.
By the time we get out of here, it's dark. And during the summer, it's not. So that's it.
We'll start looking at it. After starting Monday, we'll know.
So, all right. Y'all sound crazy. Yeah? You sound dumb. What's the difference? That's what we're here for. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. I think I made it clear I'm not putting up with any...
There's no nonsense for Fred today.
There's no dickweeds today. So if you're going to... call us morons or whatever. You can just suck it. All right, guys. Got to tell you. I have an iPhone. You got an iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you do something with it?
Like what?
Like you do everything.
Like Candy Crush?
Yeah, you do Candy Crush, right?
Yeah.
You make bets on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about get your car?
Legal bets only.
Legal wagering. Where is it legal?
Australia.
Oh, okay. It's not like in Costa Rica or something.
Actually, I think it is in
Costa Rica. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Costa Rica. All right, regardless, whatever you're doing on your iPhone, guys, how about your car insurance? That's what Go is all about. Go's iPhone app delivers the first ever on-demand car insurance experience. Fast, reliable, integrated with Apple, so no questionable web forms handling your data. It's a 21st century solution to car insurance for those who don't feel like being stuck in the past. And car insurance can be fun. That's what it's about. Look, you spend all your time on your phone. So why not get your car insurance on there too? Life's too busy for all that unnecessary paperwork and dealing with all that stuff. That's why Go makes it quick, easy. All you have to do is snap a photo of your license, receive a quote in seconds. You can use Apple Pay. That's it. Done. And you don't have to worry about it. Right there on your phone. So you know what? If you're still stuck in the past filling out pages of insurance paperwork, well, you could be doing a lot else, right? You could be having a lot more fun. Don't waste your time. Nobody wants that. And while you're at it, search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see just how fast it can be. Hey, guys, 21st century. Let's quit acting like it's 1984. Just download the Go app and get a quote right away. Don't waste time. It's Go Car Insurance. Cause I knew you were trouble when you walked down. It's a shame on me now. I'll do me to places I've never been. Do you?